What the hell?
Burnett surged to his feet, and both he and Lou threw their pistols and headed for the door.
My God, Marshall! The Legion of Fire is hitting our town!
Don't!
Millie!
God!
Luke and Burnett pressed themselves to the wall on either side of the door.
All of you get back into the cell block.
We can't do any good back there. Where are the keys to your gun rack?
You know how to handle a gun, Doc.
I had a gun in my hands long before I ever picked up a medical bag. Now where's the damn keys?
In the middle drawer of the desk!
Millie lunged to yank open the drawer and seize a ring of keys. While this was taking place, Luke peered around the edge of the doorframe. A dozen or so riders were thundering right down the middle of Main Street, shooting at anything that moved. A couple of horsemen up near the front of the group seemed to be concentrating on the jail building, peppering it with shot after shot. Luke took careful aim. One of the men jerked from the impact and went tumbling off the rear of his horse. Luke dropped to the floor as bullets came from every direction. The marshal was down, too, on the other side of the doorway.
Marshal, you all right?
Yeah.
Is there a back way out of here?
Yeah, out the rear end of that room where the wash basin is. I'll go. You stay...
No, you stay here. Guard the others. I'll come around and cover you so you can make it out.
Luke ran to the back wall of the office, then pressed into the corner. The gun rack was on his side of the room. Millie and the others were crowded into the opposite corner, near the heavy door that led back to the cell block. Doc Whitney held up the ring of keys Millie had pulled from the desk drawer.
One of these unlocks that gun rack! Use it to grab us some weapons!
A bullet hit the wall near Luke's head.
No time! Stand clear!
He placed the muzzle of one of his Remingtons against the links of the chain that secured the rifles. Luke holstered his pistols and quickly yanked the broken chain free from the trigger guards of the gun row. There were two double-barreled shotguns, three Winchesters, and two Henry repeating rifles. Luke tossed one of the Winchesters to Doc Whitney, followed by a box of ammunition.
Throw another one to me! I know how to shoot!
Russell held out a hand.
And me!
Luke tossed two Winchesters to Russell, who passed one to Millie, and together they dug into Doc Whitney's box of ammunition. Jules Mycroft, pale, trembling, and still pressed into the corner, didn't seem interested in a weapon. Luke turned to the doorway where Burnett was crouched, returning fire.
How you fix for ammunition, Marshal?
I got enough from a handgun, but slide me one of those shotguns along with some shells.
Luke gave one of the shotguns a hard shove across the floor so that it came to stop against the heel of the Marshal's boot. He followed suit with a box of shells.
It's pure hell out there on the street. We need to get out there and try to turn the tide.
I'm on my way!
Luke paused only long enough to shove a box of shells behind his belt and grab the second shotgun for himself. Then he darted to the opposite corner of the room and paused again beside the group huddled in the corner.
Somebody needs to go up to the front and help the marshal in that doorway.
I'll go.
Russell suddenly crowded past the doctor.
No, I will. I can move faster. You stay here and guard Millie.
Millie jacked a shell into her Winchester.
I'm not some helpless baby, you know.
Knock off the damn arguing. When the marshal joins me out on the street, you'll get a chance to take over up front. Now somebody come rebolt this back door behind me.
As he started through the cell block door, he saw Russell moving up to join Burnett at the front. Maybe there was hope for the kid after all. While the majority of his gang was raising hell throughout the rest of the town, Sam Kelson and four hand-picked men headed for the Arapaho Springs Bank, guns drawn.
Freeze!
The bank guard, a frail-looking elderly gent, was the first to go. A local businessman with a pouch of deposit money still in hand went for a hideaway gun in his vest. The other customer, a rather handsome woman on the good side of middle age, fainted. As did a female clerk. The two other clerks, both soft-looking middle-aged men, immediately froze and stood with raised hands and nervously bobbing Adam's apples. Kelson moved around behind the partition and saw the bank president trying to crawl under his desk. Kelson dragged him up by his sparse hair, swatted him alongside the head with the barrel of his Colt, then bent him backward over the desk and stuck the gun in his face.
You know what this is and you know who we are, so take me to the safe and make it fast.